Your generosity is so appreciated. Thank you for your talk on the four types of concentration. I've never heard it so clearly explained. Two questions. How does one practice with the perception of light? I was told to ignore it as a nimitta, and that it was a metaphor. So I've quit mentioning it. There's two ways that when the Buddha describes that perception of light, it's both in terms of perception of light as a brightness, a brightening of the mind, and then a perception of light in terms of the bringing that quality of light into the, as if it were day, even if it were at night, so that there's this, because just naturally, if you perceive it's daytime, then you're going to be alert and awake. Remember that being up above the Arctic Circle one time, and the sun never going down. So, I didn't sleep very much while I was there. This is a perception of light. It's just this natural result. So then one actually generates that as a perception in the mind. Similarly, when one's one's meditating, because sometimes you can do that either on its own or in conjunction. One of the ways that I found useful is just using it in conjunction with the breath, so that perceive it rather than just paying attention to the physical sensation, but then also perceiving that sensation of breath as a sensation of light coming in and out of the body, and that tends to energize and also makes it interesting.